They may have been exhausted, but their spirit remains high. Anti-government protesters in Pakistan have continued their campaign, seeking the ouster of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The activists of Imran Khan's Tehreek-e-Insaf party and Tahrir Qadri's Awami Tehreek have been staging separate sit-ins in the capital Islamabad since August 14. With every passing day, pressure is mounting on both leaders to take their protest campaigns to logical end. Visibly upset over government's refusal to accept his demands, religious cleric Qadri gave the Prime Minister 48 hours to resign.
I'm giving last deadline to the government, so the choice is theirs. Either the government accept our demands, including the resignation of the Prime Minister, or get ready for the consequences. I'm ready even to lay down my life for this cause.
Just at a few meters distance, Imran Khan addressed his followers and said his protest will continue until Prime Minister steps down and announce fresh elections. Khan is pushing for fresh elections on the grounds that last year's parliamentary polls were massively rigged. The government has held negotiations with Imran Khan to find a political solution.
We have accepted all demands of Imran Khan except the resignation of the Prime Minister. Our position is if the Judicial Commission concludes that elections were rigged, only then Prime Minister will resign. But at this stage, there is no way he will step down.
As the deadlock continues, supporters of the government have also taken out rallies in major cities to show solidarity with the Prime Minister.
The deepening political crisis has compelled the country's Supreme Court to intervene. The top court has directed protesting parties to vacate the Constitution Avenue. However, it remains to be seen if they pay heed to this order, as they are determined to stay on till their demands are met. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.